Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone, and welcome to this edition of The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. It is good to be on live again today. Quick schedule hit you with. We're live today. We're live tomorrow. Best of Friday. Live Monday and Tuesday of next week. And then it's the greatest holiday. Turkey and football next Thursday. I'm so looking forward to it. So looking forward to it. So like I said, remember, live today, live tomorrow, best of Friday, live Monday, Tuesday, and then a holiday. What's on the topic, or rather what's on the docket today? Power rankings. Melo's back. ASU. Wow. We got to talk about it. Clean up all these games this weekend. LBJ had a triple-double against every team in the NBA. It's magnificent. Derrick Rose, his thoughts on load management. Hall of Fame baseball list. I'm telling you, I don't want to be the writer that doesn't vote for Derek Jeter. I don't want to do it. And Astros, cheating. Listen to me. They're not the only ones. We'll get into all that right here on the Game Show with PLR. This is PLR. We're brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School in Chandler Heights in Chandler, Arizona. Get in there, let them know PLR sent you 10% off of your cigar purchase. Become a club member, get a locker, backs up to a humidor, get in there, watch a ton of TVs, sports on all the time, NFL League Pass, watch all your basketball, all your college basketball, all your football, college football, everything, right at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Serving beer and wine, so you are there. Great selection of cigars. Again, that is Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Don't forget, tomorrow we will be there live for Cigars with the Cave Show. That's every Thursday. Again, let them know PLR says you can take 10% off of your cigar purchase. Well, it's good to be back here on the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Like I said, we got a lot of stuff to jump off into today. Calling number is 917-889-7828, 917-889-7828. All calls may be the Carrie Lackey Law Line. You heard those topics. If you got something you want to talk about, please feel free to hop in on it. Or if you got something different, do have a caller on hold. Thank you for your patience. This is The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR.
Good afternoon, Paul. Welcome back.
Lou, what up, buddy? How are you?
All right. So you're not the only one thinking that there's something going on with the Houston Astros. You think this has also been done before as well, correct?
Yeah. I think they're cheating, yeah. And I think other teams are cheating. But I don't just think it's the Astros.
They're just the ones that got caught.
Other cheaters out there.
Will be. Yeah.
For now, yes. For now. But I think there's more cheaters than the Astros out there. I'm laughing at some of these things that they're saying, like banging on a trash can. Like, no one heard banging on a trash. No one thought it was odd that someone was banging on a trash can or whistling or all these things that they're accused of. And they're trying to make this big hubbub that the Astros owner isn't saying anything. Why would he? If he's accused of cheating, if he comes out and says, no, we absolutely didn't cheat, then he's an idiot if they find out that he did. If he comes out and says, yeah, we did cheat, then they're going to ask him, well, who did it? Where was it? Why was it? What game was it? All that is not going to happen. Someone's head is going to roll. What they're doing now is finding a fall guy so the fall guy can take the blame for everything. And we can find out, you know, after the fact that's probably ended up what happened. But they're looking for the fall guy. That's what they're doing in Houston. They're looking for the fall guy.
Yeah, it looks like they found their fall guy.
Yeah. So.
And
that's the way that stuff shakes out.
And, you know, Tua just can't seem to get a break. I mean, first he has one injury, then he comes back, and then he gets another injury, you know, his bruised hip, and he's done for this season. Do you think he should go 2021 to get for the draft?
No. I do not. Why? What is he going to do, come back and play college football again?
No, but when you think, you know, with the injuries he's had, I don't think he's going to get enough time to get ready to prepare himself for the 2020 draft.
Here's my question for you. So he comes back next year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he gets hurt again. That makes his draft stock even worse because now they're going to say he's fragile.
But he already is fragile.
So come out. Right, but come out. Look, some of these teams, though, Lou, they have to take a quarterback. They're going to have to take a quarterback no matter what. When you look at some of these teams that are out there that are really in need of quarterbacks, I love how Todd McShay and Kuiper. Have you ever looked at Todd McShay and Mel Kiper's list after, like, pick number three?
I can't stand Kuiper.
Okay, but have you ever seen their projections?
Oh, yeah.
Past?
Oh, sure.
They're all wrong. They're always wrong.
Duh.
So, let me ask you this. If you're a team, like, come out, what if someone says he's damaged goods? A team like New England picks him to be the heir apparent to Brady. What if Miami ends up, they say, well, no, Miami taking him for Tua, but then no one, you know, the first two teams go Justin Herbert or someone else. What if he falls into the Dolphins' lap? Steelers are going to need a quarterback. Mason Rudolph sucks. And all of us, he sucks. He's not the future of anything. Cincinnati needs a quarterback.
They need a whole new
Tennessee
team.
Tennessee needs a quarterback. The Chargers need a quarterback. The Broncos need a quarterback. There's a lot of teams out. The Bears need a quarterback. There's a lot of teams out there. The Panthers need a quarterback. Buccaneers may take a quarterback if they get off of Jameson. There's a lot of teams out there that need quarterbacks. You can't tell me Tua's not going to be one of the top three quarterbacks no matter what. So
no, I still think he's making a mistake if he does it this year because, you know, just coming off an injury like that, I think, you know, for his own safety, I think he should wait another year.
Right, but what is he going to do? What is he going to do for that year? Just sit on the sidelines?
You don't have to go through a lot of rehab.
Right, but he'll go through rehab, but come football season, he'll be ready to play football come August. What is he going to do?
You think so?
Yes.
Mm.
Come August, September, he'll be ready to play football. What is he going to do? Just sit there? And let me ask you this. If you're a first-round pick in the NFL, which he will be, even not Kuiper, the other guy, I just said his name a second ago, even on his big board, he had him as a third quarterback taken. So let me ask you this question. Would you rather be the third quarterback taken in the draft with $15 million guaranteed and sitting and learning and training with NFLers, or would you rather go back to Alabama, not be able to play, and not get any money and rehab at the University of Alabama?
Well, I think I would take the $15 million, but, you know, because a lot of people are doubting, you know, that he's going to be ready for the 2020 NFL season, and his stock has already been lowered.
But it's not lowered out of the first round. That's my point. If he's not lowered out of the first round, what difference does it make? He's still going to get guaranteed money, and he stands a better chance of getting to a spot. Like, if New England has a number one pick, you don't think – I mean, not the number one overall, but if Tua falls to, like, 26, you don't think that they're going to scoop him up?
Maybe.
All he did was fall from number two on his big board to number 13 on his big board. That's not a fall.
So it's a big drop to me.
But you're still going in the first round, Lou, at number 13, and you're going to get paid to rehab. That's like me saying, you know what, I fell off a ladder, I work at Lowe's, so I could either, you know, but Home Depot is about to pay me a lot more money. And Home Depot is going to still give me a lot more money. All I got to do is move over there and sit down and wait. Or I come back to Lowe's where I'm not going to make a dime and sit there. That, to me, that's not a choice. Make money in rehab or don't make money in rehab.
Make money in rehab.
Make money in rehab. So, I don't know. That's just me. I think he's going to come out.
Okay. Now, what do you got against Derek Jeter?
Nothing. I said I don't want to be the guy that, because there's always going to be some idiot that, look, Mariano Rivera is the only guy to get 100% of the vote.
Yes.
Ever. So that tells me, history says, some idiot is going to not want to vote him in on the first ballot. I said I wouldn't want to be the idiot that doesn't vote him in the first ballot.
Do you think I think he has a first ballot Hall of Famer. I don't know if he's going to be, 100%, but he'll be right there, I think, about 95%, though.
Yeah, and here's my question. Why wouldn't he be 100%?
Well, he was a great hitter, but, as far as, the home runs, they might be griping about that. I think he has a first ballot Hall of Famer, no matter what these writers say, because these writers can be so half-cocked that, they just like being biased if who gets in.
This guy had 3,465 hits, five world championships. Five world champions. Was the face of the Yankees. For a stretch, you could even say he was the face of baseball. I've never said he was the greatest shortstop ever. I never said he was. Hell, Alex Rodriguez was a better shortstop than he was. And we really want to just be honest. But for what Derek Jeter did, he hit like 308 during the season. 3-10 in the playoffs. There was no letdown. If that guy isn't a 100%er, I think you should have your ballot taken away from you. I really do.
I think so too. But you're not worthy of having one.
I'm looking at these guys that are in the hall that are on the Hall of Fame ballot, and a lot of these guys to me are just to be in the Hall of Really Good. Abreu, Beckett, Heath Bell, Eric Chavez, Adam Dunn, Rafael Furcal, Jason Giambi, Todd Helton. These are the guys he's on with. Jeff Kent. Hell, I love Paulie Konerko. He played for my White Sox. Brant Penny. Jose Valverde. Scott Rowland. Those aren't Hall of Famers. The only people that should get in that's on this ballot that I'm looking at right now is obviously Derek Jeter. Barry Bonds should get in. Roger Clemens should get in. Curt Schilling should get in. And Sammy Sosa should get in.
Mm-hmm.
And people can tell me, well, you don't want steroids in the Hall of Fame. I've got amphetamines in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Every player, all those players that played in the 50s and the 60s were high on amphetamines, popping the pills. And what do I hear all the time? What do I write that? Well, but that's not the same. If it didn't work, they wouldn't have taken it.
It's the same.
Mickey Mantle went out and did those benders and came to the stadium drunk and then popped those greenies, I bet you he wouldn't have had as many homers or hits.
Mm.
So I don't want to
matter.
If you popped a greenie, you took steroids. Just that simple.
They can deny it all they want, but, I think the public knows better.
The problem is, again, it's a bunch of old people, and when it comes to baseball, it has to be done the right way. It has to be done a certain way. We only do it this way. And that's the problem. And that's why the game is antiquated. And as much as I love it, that's why it doesn't attract new people. Hell, they're talking about doing away with half the minor leagues.
Yeah, about 42 of them.
Let me ask you
something. Baseball. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if you ever are around young people, but I can't remember the last young person that said to me, "Wow, I'd love to go out to a minor league baseball stadium."
Well, I have a 15-year-old nephew.
And I bet you've never mentioned it. Well, I mean, but you guys got the Yankees and the Mets and everything else.
Yeah.
But, hell, it's hard to get them to go to a regular baseball stadium, let alone. Now, the only good thing about minor league stadiums, they're in the middle of nowhere.
Just like where I'm in the middle of nowhere.
They're in Raccoon County, Alabama. You know, so they're in places like that. So that's the upside.
Yeah.
But if no one's going, they're not going.
Well, they probably don't even know about it because it's such a, you know, isolated area. They probably don't even aware of it.
Yep.
You know, I mean, we're a small town area too. Well, but the biggest area we have is Newark. But we lost our Newark Bears.
Did you go?
Yes, I did.
Were you a regular? When you were there, did you see a lot of 16-year-olds there?
Yeah, I did see some 16-year-olds there. It was a bunch of all ages.
That's good.
And
well, that's what might be
one of the best mascots there.
Well, yeah, they always have great mascots. What was that?
Rupert. Rupert.
What is a Rupert?
Rupert's, I think it's kind of like a moose.
Ah. I'm like, what is
it?
I don't know what a Rupert is.
Don't forget, this is my area, not Arizona. Rupert was the name. It wasn't a thing. Rupert was the name.
Gotcha.
I think he was a moose.
All right. Well, there you go.
Yeah. We couldn't get Bullwinkle. Hey, Rusty,
well, that's
you
it, my friend.
Hat again? All right. We'll leave it at that. We'll talk tomorrow. Good to have you back.
Thanks, buddy. Good to hear from you. Always good to catch up with Lou. Always. Let's hit you with a couple quick ones. We're back in exactly 30 seconds.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Hey, this is Mikal Bridges with the Phoenix Suns. I'm in a cave with PLR.
So, the Suns took one on the chin last night. That was a tough game. And I think attrition is starting to catch up with the Suns. I don't think it's really more than that. The Suns have not looked good in their last two games. Their last two games, basically done without Ricky Rubio. Now, I know Ricky Rubio played a part of last night's game, but he was out. Aaron Baines was out. The game before, Rubio's out. And I'm not mentioning DeAndre Ayton because he's out. So if he's just out, he's out. But I think a lot of that has to do with their health right now. Because the way they came out playing and the way they have played, has nothing to do with the way this team looks right now. Excuse me, now that they're injured. So, for the first time all year, they lost two games in a row. I really don't believe they would have lost last night with the healthy Aaron Baines and with the healthy Ricky Rubio. They just got outsized last night. Rashawn Holmes, former Sun with the Kings, put one on him. I want to say at 20-15 and just played an outstanding. Played against an old team like you're supposed to play against your old team. Just pissed off. He gave them that infamous, why did you let me go game? So I think that's more so than anything. Suns fought. They were down by a lot. Made a last couple minute, big time run, cut the lead to three, ended up losing it by four. They come back home. They play the Pelicans on Thursday on a ridiculously late TNT game. Ridiculously late TNT game. And the Pelicans aren't an easy out. Brandon Ingram is playing really good basketball. Drew Holiday. So they got some boys. And then after that, the gauntlet hits again at Minnesota, at Denver, home against Washington, then a tough one against Dallas. And then I don't want to say they get a couple-game break, but they get Charlotte and Orlando and the Pels again. So they got some in there mixed in that hopefully they can get a hold of and get a victory out of. I'll tell you, it's crazy. They get Denver on the road twice pretty much to start the season. I'll tell you what, this is a team I wouldn't specifically worry about. I'll try to have sound. I'm working the shoot around tomorrow. I'll try to have sound for you in time for the show tomorrow from Maduro's. But no matter what, I'll have quotes for you one way or the other. Now, LeBron James last night triple-doubled. That officially gives him a triple-double against every team in the NBA. That is an incredible feat. Incredible feat. That also made them 12-2, best record, and everyone is going gaga over the Lakers. I'm saying hold your horses. I think they're a really good team. I really, truly do. And whenever I talk about anything else, people tell me, well, look at who they played. Look at what they did when I talk about the Buffalo Bills. But look at who they played. New England, look at who they played. Should we do the same thing with the Lakers, though? I mean, I'm just saying. They started the year with the Clips. They lost, unfortunately. Then they beat Utah. Tough, tight game that they ended up stretching out. But then at home, they got Charlotte. And then they got Memphis. And then they beat a young Dallas team. Then they beat a San Antonio team that's not very good. And they beat a Chicago team that's not very good. Now, they did beat a Miami team that is very good. And they got them on the second half of a back-to-back. But then they lost at home to Toronto, beat a good Phoenix team, and then they got Golden State at home, not very good. Sacramento home, not very good. Atlanta home, not very good. Oklahoma City at home, not very good. And now they get Oklahoma City on the road, not very good. Memphis, not very good. San Antonio, not very good. New Orleans, not very good. Washington, not very good. So their schedule in the front is loaded. What I call that is a chemistry schedule. They will have all these games against all these horrific teams to get themselves right. And then, come December, coming close to Christmas, that's when the gauntlet is supposed to start. The teams like Portland, not very good, but they're supposed to be. But the schedule changed up a lot. That's when they get the Milwaukees, the Denvers, the Clippers, Phoenix again, well, that's technically in January, Minnesota, Utah again, Denver again. That's when it starts, the rubber starts to meet the road. That's when I'll really say, okay, this is truly the best team. And basketball. In other basketball news, Carmelo came back. I don't know what people are expecting. I think he gave us exactly what I expected him to give. Nothing more, nothing less. But it was good to see him out there. And I hope this is his last year, but I hope he gets retired on his terms. Carmelo is a professional shooter, and he shot. Ball's going to go up. The ball is going to go up if it touches Carmelo. But good to see him. Derrick Rose, interesting point. A lot of interesting points. We'll get more into that tomorrow probably. But he mentioned how he may still be a Bull if they load managed him. And how his career may have changed if he had the opportunity to load manage. And this is some of the stuff he's told to Casey Johnson of NBC Sports Chicago. Let me just give you one quote. I mean, it was a different time in the sports world, period. Now we have the team load management. I don't think I would have ever taken it as far as Kawhi, as far like they're really being cautious about his injury or whatever he has. But if load management would have been around, who knows? Maybe I would still be a Chicago Bull by now, but it wasn't around. He's right. And not only was load management not around, play for Thibodeau. So there's no load to manage. Interesting stuff, though. Very interesting stuff. This is the old Derrick Rose. I got some sound I think I'll put up on Instagram with Jabari Parker talking about Derrick Rose. Make sure you're getting over to Sports Cave with a K anyway. Or on Instagram to check it out. But before we get out of here today on this abbreviated show, I apologize. Let me give you the Power 10 in the NFL. Number 10, the Buffalo Bills. Number 9, Kansas City. Dallas coming in at number 8. Give me the Vikings at number 7. Saints 6. Green Bay 5. Seattle at 4. Actually, I apologize. 49ers at 4. Seattle at 3. Pats at 2. And the Ravens at 1. Now, I can give you all the reasons, but the reasons are self-explanatory. So now you got it. Tomorrow, I give you the odds. I put a little bit of change in your pocket if you are in a place where gambling is allowed. ASU, man, Herm Edwards went for it. Went for the two-point conversion. Said he'd do it again. He said when they got the ball at the 10-yard line, ASU, Sun Devil said, football coach Herm Edwards said, when they got the ball at their own 10-yard line, knew they had to drive 90 yards. He knew right then he would go for it. No ifs, ands, or buts. There you go. Wouldn't change a thing. Got the quote. Got the receipt for it. I still disagree. Herm Edwards knows more football than I'll ever know, but I still disagree. You got to play defense anyway. I think he kicked the ball. He says he plays football to win the game. I think that would have been playing football to win the game. Herm said he got to stay out of deficit. But this team hasn't scored an opening drive, a touchdown. On an opening drive in over a year. So, I don't know. We'll see. They play Oregon this week. Now they got to get bowl eligible while playing against Oregon at home and against the school down in Tucson, your rival. Boy, they picked the toughest road to home. Don't forget, tomorrow, Cigars with the Cave Show will be live at Maduro's. Get down there, 4991 South Alma School. 15% when I'm in the house. Tomorrow's the last day to miss. The Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at the Sports Cave. Cave is with a K. SportsCave.com. Again, Cave is with a K. You can get me on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. Remember, you can also listen to the show live again, or excuse me, replayed again on KSRN. Make sure you're checking that out for sure. It's good to be back. Don't forget, tomorrow's our last live show of the week. Then we are off for the weekend covering a Legends Luncheon on Friday. Believe me, I will load you up with sound because we are on air only Monday and Tuesday next week before we gear up for Gobble Gobble Day. Until then, thank you for joining the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Remember, all calls are made via the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Until tomorrow, make sure your Wednesday is a great Wednesday. This has been the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Everyone, have a good night.